How did California tourist Kim Endicott win release from her captors in Uganda? Various reports say her tour company paid part or all of a ransom, but last week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said while that's understandable, it leads to more kidnappings. But should you get kidnapping insurance? Lawyer Joshua Gold specializes in insurance disputes. And Joshua, workers in danger zones often get insured through employers, but you write, you may not even know you have it. It's complicated.
It is complicated. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of public information in this realm. The insurance policies themselves in this arena often impose a condition of confidentiality. So oftentimes a corporation will buy a kidnap and ransom policy, and most of the employees and executives will not even know it exists.
Well, in fact, that's a requirement in some policies. Why is that? Because is the fear that the employee might fake a kidnapping? Or why can't they know?
I think often it's not so much a concern about a fake kidnapping. It's the concern that probably you just alluded to with the official government statements, that if it is known that there is money standing behind a tourist or a visitor in a foreign country, it puts a bullseye on that person because would-be kidnappers know that they can indeed get a king's ransom if they commit that crime.
And we understand the coverage can be for death and dismemberment, terrible thought, business interruption costs, things like that, but also ransom or extortion payments. But apparently there's some things you should know before buying one of these policies because of the restrictions. For instance, there are companies that require that you notify them as soon as the kidnapping happens. And of course, that might endanger the person who's been kidnapped. And so you say go for a policy that requires that you notify the insurance company and law enforcement only when it's safe and practicable to do so.
Yeah, no, that's just right. And oftentimes, if you're a smart shopper and you have a good insurance broker by your side, you can usually get that preferred policy language in there that avoids those kinds of fine print traps.
Can the average traveler get kidnap coverage? I would think it would be pretty prohibitive, expensive.
I am sure it's expensive, especially depending upon what part of the world you're going to. And I think you can often find an insurance solution if you are willing to pay the price. Like everything, you bring up a good point, which is it so expensive that you may be better off canceling your travel plans?
If it's that dangerous. Well, and you also remind us that the government does post warnings and advisories for places where citizens may be at risk of being kidnapped, you know, places that are very dangerous. And many policies often exclude coverage if a warning has been issued about a region. So that's another piece of small print to look at.
It absolutely is. So always make sure that the insurance coverage matches up with your risk exposure. So needless to say, if your insurance policy says no coverage for going to certain parts of Latin America, and that's exactly where your employees or executives may be traveling, you need to keep shopping and look for a more suitable protective policy.
Joshua Gold, a lawyer who specializes in insurance coverage disputes. Joshua, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, everyone.